This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the Champions League is over. European domestic club seasons are over, but we don't stop here on Qué Golazo. We got Fabrizio Romano to discuss the latest as manager season comes into play. What's going to happen with Real Madrid? How about Antonio Conte? Where's he going? Mauricio Pochettino? Is he really going to return to Tottenham? This and much more, including player renewals, transfers, and so much more. Qué Golazo with Fabrizio Romano begins right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Qué Golazo on this Monday. If you're in the U.S., happy Memorial Day. And listen, I know Champions League's over, but we keep going here. A lot to discuss, and Monday means one thing. Fabrizio Romano, who also just pretty much like, I don't know, you just don't sleep, Fab. It's just been amazing the amount of work that you do. I love doing these episodes with you, but just if you don't follow Fabrizio Romano and you love the beautiful game, like that doesn't go well. You have to follow Fabrizio Romano and love this game. So Fab, welcome to Qué Golazo, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you again, my friend, for your words and big pleasure to be together again. Really happy because it's been a fantastic season, I think, in the Champions League and not only also in the domestic league. So really fantastic and happy to talk about transfers because finally we are in the transfer season. So now it's manager season, but soon will be players and transfer season. For example, Ibrahima Konate joining Liverpool. We said many times here on Qué Golazo on CBS Sports, and now he's official. David Alaba joining Real Madrid. So transfer market is coming, and we are absolutely ready.
Absolutely. So much to come from us and Fab as well, and he will be part of Qué Golazo, as always, of course, and follow him on Twitter, Qué Golazo, and of course, Instagram as well, Fabrizio Romano. All right, Fab, listen, before we begin, Champions League final, Chelsea, amazing, incredible. They are basically Pep Guardiola's kryptonite. Unbelievable that Chelsea do it again. What do you think of the final, and also what's the future for Chelsea? What's the summer look like?
To be honest with you, I was expecting Manchester City to win the cup. I was expecting Pep to win the cup. So, being honest, really congrats to Chelsea because I think Thomas Tuchel did something incredible. Imagine you are coming to the club in December after sacking of a manager like Frank Lampard, who was a legend at the club. Not just a good manager, but also a legend at the club. So, arriving in December in a club who signed 10 players in the transfer window. So, totally new team. Players need to adapt. Was really, really complicated to do something like this. Like winning something, not just about the Champions League. Winning something was something incredible for me according at the situation of Chelsea. And the final has been really perfect by the tactical point of view from Chelsea. And that's why Thomas Tuchel will be also awarded with a new contract by Roman Abramovich. So the agreement is almost done. They have to announce it the next days, but it was part of his contract. So he will extend until 2023 with an option for one more season until 2024. So it could be a 3 years contract extension. Thomas Tuchel is so happy with Chelsea. He's already planning with the club for the transfers, contracts and everything. And they are absolutely, of course, so happy with Thomas Tuchel. Did an amazing job, and they are also on the same point for the new contract. So the first one will be Thiago Silva extending his contract with Chelsea for one more season. He has a clause, so Chelsea are going to trigger the clause in the next days, and then they're going to discuss with Jorginho, but of course with N'Golo Kante, the big man of the final of the Champions League, of the semi-final. Every match he plays, he's always one of the best on the pitch, and he's going to talk in the next weeks. No rush, they have amazing relationship, so he's going to talk in the next weeks with Chelsea to discuss a new contract in the next months.
N'Golo Kante, just, I mean, and everybody loves him, but me and you, Fab, we always talk about N'Golo. He's just ridiculous, and he's such an amazing human being, so very happy for him. Well done, Chelsea. Unbelievable stuff. All right. Well, as Fab mentioned, we have manager season first, player season after that, but really everything, you know, it's just all over the place because the summer is very, very busy. And before we begin into the managers, Fab, Barcelona have a good day. As people are listening, probably Barcelona maybe have already announced it, but big day for Barcelona in terms of announcements.
Yes, it's time to announce Sergio Aguero joins Barcelona for 2 seasons. So the contract has been signed. Medicals are okay. So Sergio Aguero will be one of the first signings for the new Barcelona of Juan Laporta. And also Eric Garcia will join Barcelona. We spoke about it since December, but now it's done and signed and official soon. So Eric Garcia and Aguero from Manchester City to Barcelona. They are planning to sign also other players in the next weeks. I think the next one will be Gini Wijnaldum from Liverpool. They are discussing with his agent. It will be a 3 years contract. They are really, really close to complete everything. They have a verbal agreement. They just need to fix the last details and then it will be signed. So Wijnaldum is really close to join Barcelona. And then let's see what happens with Memphis Depay. It's related to Koeman's future. So we have to see what happens with Koeman, talk about managers, and then immediately after what Memphis Depay will decide. He has a proposal from Barcelona, but it depends by Ronald Koeman.
Wow. Okay, so Koeman at this moment, it's fine, right? He remains the manager. It's just, it depends, I guess, how the weeks develop.
Yes, yes, yes. They need to wait a bit. As Laporta said, he's considering other options. If they can't find another option, they will continue with Ronald Koeman. So they are looking at the market of the managers and then they will decide. But at the moment, Koeman is just waiting also because he has an important contract with Barcelona. So he has no intention to make a step down and he wants to continue.
Yeah, I'm sure Koeman loves that. Laporta is like, we're happy with him until we find somebody better. We'll see what happens. But that's the nature of the business, I guess, and everybody has to deal with it, specifically Barcelona. All right, let's keep talking about teams in La Liga. Let's go to Real Madrid, of course. Zinedine Zidane, no more. Real Madrid actively looking for a new manager. We think maybe internally, externally. What's the latest on Real Madrid and their search for a new boss?
Yes, this is probably the most complicated one in the transfers managers domino in this moment, you know, because we have a lot of rumors about Antonio Conte, Raul and Pochettino and many others because they are potential candidates for Real Madrid, and it is true. But there is still nothing advanced because Florentino Perez wants to decide. So, well, he knows that coming after Zinedine Zidane, such a legend for the club as a manager, as a player, is really complicated. So he had an agreement in principle done with Massimiliano Allegri. Massimiliano Allegri was really one step away from becoming the new manager of Real Madrid. But he wanted to receive the contract with everything signed from Real Madrid in some days, in the last week. And Real Madrid were taking their time. They wanted to talk and to decide with some days more. And Allegri decided to join Juventus. So timing will be key also for the Real Madrid manager to see what's going to happen. At the moment, Florentino Perez is keeping it secret. He doesn't want to go with a public choice in the days before. He wants to go with a surprise choice. But let's see if we'll be part of this list with many names, as we mentioned, with Pochettino, with Raul, with Xabi Alonso, with Antonio Conte, or with a different one. Everything is still open and it's only up to Florentino Perez.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see how it develops. Because to me, I feel like Raul is a natural choice. He's already part of the program, the setup. He wouldn't be as expensive. You know, it's the same way that Zidane came through, right? Through Castilla as well. So, yes. But we will see. All right, well, you mentioned Mauricio Pochettino there, Fab. What's the latest on him? Because all the reports about Tottenham wanting him back, and it seems that he's interested, or no? Are we wrong about that?
It's true that Tottenham want him. This is absolutely true. They were trying in the last days, has been reported. So this is true. But signing a manager who is under contract is not easy, in particular if he's under contract with Paris Saint-Germain, with such a big club, with big ownership. And so what Leonardo said yesterday is 100% true. Paris Saint-Germain are not intentional to let him leave. So it's really complicated to get Pochettino. Or you pay a big fee to Paris Saint-Germain, or it's getting really complicated. So that's why Tottenham have not decided yet what will be the next step. They have also other options, not only Pochettino. But at the moment, Paris Saint-Germain are 100% convinced that they will continue with Mauricio Pochettino. So let's see what happens with Tottenham and with Real Madrid. But at the moment, the situation is really, really open. And I think in the next 3-4 days, we'll have final answer on Pochettino's future.
One other manager that could be interesting to follow, of course, and maybe possibly to Tottenham, although well, we'll see, is Antonio Conte, right? Leaving Inter Milan after winning Scudetto, obviously not happy with the lack of backing, obviously Inter with financial situations. Talk to me about this one, Fab, because Antonio Conte's gone. I mean, we know about Simone Inzaghi, but what's the deal with him? And why after all that success did he leave, even though there was financial complications? Was that it? Was that the main meat of the bones?
Yes, Antonio Conte is a serial winner. Imagine that, in my personal opinion, he's one of the best managers in the world. Of course, he is not maybe the best style to see. He's not a tiki-taka style, so he's not so sexy football, but he's a winner. He's always winning. Wherever he goes, he's winning. So I love Antonio Conte, but what I want to explicate is that for him was really complicated to say, okay, I stop my project with Inter, because he was really happy with the team. He was in a fantastic relationship with the players, with the key players like Lukaku, Lautaro, Barella, all the stars of Inter loved him and he loved the players. So it was the perfect project, but the big problem was with the ownership of Inter, the Chinese ownership of Suning Group, because he sees that these owners at the moment have no clear plan for the future of Inter. So it's not just about money, you know. Obviously, Antonio Conte wanted to improve the team, maybe sign one or two new players, not selling the best stars of Inter like Hakimi. They are negotiating now with Paris Saint-Germain. There is still no agreement done, but they are negotiating to sell Hakimi. Let's see what happens in the next weeks. But Antonio Conte wanted to keep the best players and maybe improve with one or two signings. But from the group of Inter, they said, we need to sell players for 80 million euro because of the financial situation. And also, he wasn't saying like a project for the future. He would just say, okay, we need money and nothing else. And that's why Antonio Conte decided to leave. But I think it's really different situation from many people are saying, okay, it's the same he did with Chelsea. It's a bit different. It's not just about new signings. It's also about the project of the club. He wants to win, but he wants the club to go 100% together with him in the project. And he wasn't feeling this kind of thing from the Inter ownership.
He wants a vision. The vision was not there. Definitely not met or, definitely understood by the Chinese ownership and the future of Inter. So, so what's next for Antonio Conte? I'm hearing Tottenham, but, if we're talking about, Inter Milan not meeting the demands of Antonio Conte, I really doubt how Daniel Levy will do that to Antonio. What do you think? What's happening?
I still remember the first press conference of Antonio Conte when he joined Inter, and they said for Inter was in a complicated situation. We have to remember Inter was like 23 points behind Juventus in the season before. So he said, I want to feel also the 1% of feeling that we can win something. If I feel this, I join the club. If not, I'm not joining the club. So Antonio Conte wants to feel this kind of, of this kind of energy from the club. I mean, the owner, the board, the players. He wants to feel he has the 1% of winning something. Let's see what happens with these clubs that have a manager situation still open. So like Tottenham, Real Madrid. Let's see what happens with Pochettino and Paris Saint-Germain, because could be also a possibility. So I think we have to wait some days also from Antonio Conte's side, from his agents. The position is always the same. Let's wait some days. Let's see what happens in the domino, and then Antonio will decide. At the moment, he doesn't need to decide immediately because he's happy with the situation. He won the Scudetto some weeks ago. So he could also wait for one season and then see what happens. But if an opportunity with these top clubs will arrive, Antonio Conte will talk with these clubs and will take a final decision.
Very intriguing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I just want to pick Fab's brain on just a few other players, obviously Harry Kane, et cetera. But I want to know what else is up, because as Fab said, this is the season now. Manager season, player season, transfer window is going to go crazy. So stay right here. Keo Lasso with Fab. Romano will be right back.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Welcome back, everybody, to Che Golasso with Fabrizio Romano. We've talked about the managers and some other news, and I want to focus now on the players, Fabrizio. Obviously, Harry Kane right now, with England training and some other players as well. I want to ask you something. Now that we're beginning this summer frenzy, who are you keeping your eye on? Obviously, Harry Kane is a main one because he already has said, look, I want to leave. I want to play in the Champions League. So let's begin there. Let's begin with Harry. But if there's anybody else, Jadon Sancho, et cetera, talk to me, because I think our fans and our listeners really want to listen and pay attention to what's happening in the next few weeks. So let's begin with Harry Kane. What's the latest on him?
Yes, we start with Harry Kane because for sure he's the biggest name at the moment and we know it will be part of the transfer market. Then let's see what Tottenham will decide, because from Tottenham's side, they are still in the same position. After 2 weeks later, they continue to say that they want to keep Harry Kane. He has a contract and they are convinced they can do it. But I think will be key to understand who will be the manager. That's why Tottenham are waiting, because they want to go with a new project, with a new manager, to show the project to Harry Kane and to convince him to stay at the club. So that's why they're waiting and they're not going with the normal manager. They want to do something special to convince also Harry Kane to stay at the club. But the player wants to go. He wants to play Champions League football, and Manchester City will push for Harry Kane in the next week. So it will be a really interesting situation to see how Manchester City will try, because with Daniel Levy, it's really complicated to negotiate for normal players, imagine for a top star like Harry Kane. So for sure, Manchester City will try and they want to go for a striker this summer. We have to pay attention also to the situation of Romelu Lukaku. There are a lot of rumors related to Chelsea, Manchester City, English clubs looking for a top striker, and he had two fantastic seasons at Inter here. Now without Conte, you know, the rumors are part of the game, because Conte was really having a fantastic relationship with Lukaku. And now with Conte leaving the club, you could have some opportunities. But what I'm told is that the new manager of Inter, Simone Inzaghi, called Romelu Lukaku yesterday, told him, we want to keep you, we want to continue with you, you are part of the project. So it will be really difficult to see Inter selling Lukaku, Hakimi, a lot of players. One, yes, but selling two or three top stars would be something big and fans wouldn't be happy. So I think it would be really difficult with Lukaku. About Jadon Sancho, you mentioned him, and he's right, because he will be part of the game. From Borussia Dortmund, they are still considering him on the market only if an important bid will arrive. And when we say important bid, is no longer 120 million euro last summer, but is like 100 million euro, something less big than this. So around 90, 95 million euro, you can sign Jadon Sancho this summer. So Manchester United are still interested, they're looking at the situation. And I think in the next weeks, we will have some development about the situation of Sancho. And at the end, keep an eye on Hakimi, because we were talking about Lukaku. But at the moment, the real negotiation, talking about Inter players that could leave the club after Antonio Conte leaving, keep an eye on Hakimi, because Paris Saint-Germain are really pushing to sign him. They are negotiating. They want to offer around 55, 60 million euro. Inter want not less than 80 million euro. So at the moment, there is still no agreement, but Paris Saint-Germain will try again. They are negotiating with Inter. So Achraf Hakimi could be an interesting opportunity to see on the market. And let me say, what a player. He's been the best fullback in Serie A last season, scoring goals, making assists, the same as he did at Borussia Dortmund. So fantastic player, really.
Listen, the other question I had was, because you brought up Man City after, and, you know, sorry, everybody, for not bringing it up at the top when we talk Champions League, because, you know, we're talking about Chelsea's plans and how they're feeling confident, whatever. Man City's, I feel, his task for next season is that more urgent now. Because, you know, one thing that I noticed in the Champions League final is, like, first of all, like, a clear evidence there that you need a star number nine. You need a star striker. You have to. So the Harry Kane thing makes absolute sense. I wonder, Fab, and this is complete conjecture, but I'm still worried about Kylian Mbappe and PSG and why, you know, he's still holding on. He's still waiting. And now with Pochettino as well being swayed by Tottenham, what's the latest on him? How long is he going to wait now for this to happen, for him to now, you know, renew his contract?
One of the biggest, I won't say problem, but topics to discuss between Paris Saint-Germain and Mbappé is not just about the money, because he's asking for more than 25 million euro net per season as a salary. And it's not just about that. It's also about the project of the club. And if you at the moment don't have anything yet sure about Pochettino, because Paris Saint-Germain are saying he's staying, but until Real Madrid and Tottenham have not a new manager, you have to keep an eye on Pochettino. So also Mbappé is waiting to understand what is the project of Paris Saint-Germain. The president Al Khelaifi was saying that he's 100% staying, but Mbappé wants to understand about the project of the club. He has only 1 year left on his contract, and Real Madrid are still thinking of Mbappé as the biggest dream for their summer, but they don't have a manager too at the moment. So manager will be the start, and then immediately after we will have something clarified also about Kylian Mbappé, but at the moment he still has no agreement with Paris Saint-Germain. He's negotiating, yes, but agreement still nothing. So that's why Real Madrid are hoping this summer or next to try again for Kylian Mbappé. This summer for English clubs, signing Mbappé, I think, is really, really complicated.
Yeah, it's okay. So we basically have to wait on the manager decisions, finalizing that, and then everything else will fall into place. Yeah, that makes absolute sense. And Fabrizio Romano, it's always A pleasure to have you on Qué Golazo, my friend. You can follow Fabrizio Romano on Twitter, on Instagram as well. You can watch him on HQ. He is everywhere and he's not going to sleep. What are you going to do now? You usually sleep like 4 hours, right? Is it going to be like 2 hours now, Fab? 1 hour? What? Does it become less in the summer?
No, to be honest with you, during the manager domino, the start of manager domino last week was crazy. I was sleeping like 3 or 4 hours because I won't lose anything on the updates. You know, when I brought the Zidane news was crazy because I was having some moments of relax with my friends. And then, boom, Zidane immediately. So, you know, you can't turn off some minutes also, not just days. It's about minutes. You have to be always connected. So no sleep and yes news. That's the rule.
Well, my friend, please make sure you drink your vegetable smoothies, eat healthy, drink lots of water. We want you to keep going, Fabrizio Romano. It's always a pleasure to have you, my friend, and we will see you next time, next week as well, and maybe earlier if an emergency situation occurs. Fabrizio Romano, grazie. Thanks so much, hermano.
Thank you as always, and it's always a pleasure to be together and follow on Qué Golazo, and always on CBS Sports. We'll be together this summer. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Qué Golazo Pod. Please leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us there. Follow us on Spotify, on Stitcher. And please, please, please make sure that you keep watching us on YouTube, youtube.com/Qué Golazo. We got this and so much more coming your way. Have a great, great beginning to your week.
Hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.